We move across to Apple TV Plus for a new drama series called Sugar. Here is the clip.
John Sugar.
And the sky is gray.
I'm a private investigator.
They told me that you do one thing and one thing only. You find the missing.
His granddaughter. She's missing.
Sugar, I don't like this case for you.
So this arrives again on Friday, the 5th of April. Lots of good new stuff. And as it's Apple TV Plus, you're going to get your first two episodes, and then it will be released weekly. So it stars the fabulous Colin Farrell, and he is playing a private eye called John Sugar, and a Los Angeles private eye. And you remember in Blackadder Goes Forth, there was Captain Darling, and whenever anyone just said Darling, it always got a laugh. Well, in this, people keep calling Farrell's character Sugar, and it's like a bit of a double take. Anyway, that's nothing to do with the series, really. It's very kind of noirish, film noirish, very consciously so. I was kind of in two minds about this. So the storyline is a film producer played by James Cromwell, who, funnily enough, was in another very noirish LA crime drama, LA Confidential, which was superb. So he plays this film producer who hires Sugar to find his granddaughter, Olivia, who is missing. Okay, so that's quite a familiar trope, isn't it? Like private eye hired to find a missing woman. They've gone out of their way to make Sugar very quirky, you know. And I think Farrell is great in the role, and it looks terrific. But he's really obsessed with cinema, classic cinema. So you get a lot of clips of old sort of film noir. He's got a Corvette. He loves his Corvette. So he's got a signature car. He really likes his smart suits. He actually looks a bit like Connery as Bond in this, I must say. And all that's fine, but there's more. He also speaks Japanese and Arabic. And get this, he has a strange metabolism, which means he never gets drunk, okay? He's having these weird flashbacks, and he's got some kind of medical issue, which we do see him injecting himself, which I assume is, you know, he's got some kind of problem. I kind of think they've thrown too much at the character, I have to say. And I do feel that, I mean, not that he's a particularly world-weary character. He's actually quite a gentle and kind, considering the job he does, which is quite violent. I don't know, that whole gumshoe thing with the voiceover, you know, it's I kind of feel it's been a bit done to death, and I've seen it done better. But I really like Farrell in this, and I also particularly like Amy Ryan plays this woman called Melanie, who was Olivia's stepmother at one time and was formerly in a punk band. So they meet in a bar, and she's really drunk, and she plays that really nicely. And I thought, where do I recognize her from? And of course, she played Mike Scott's girlfriend, Holly, in The American Office, and was very, very funny in that. So she's particularly good at this. And they sort of recognize in each other something a bit broken. A lot about it I liked, but the noir elements I felt perhaps a bit overdone, and I just felt the character was just way too quirky. You know, it's just, for me, it wasn't really believable. But anyway, yeah, there were things I liked. What did you think, Hannah?
It's a bit weird, isn't it? I mean, I found it a bit odd because Colin Farrell, as you say, is really very good. And I like Colin Farrell very much, not just Easy on the Eye, but he's great in everything he does, I think, or usually. So I was kind of quite looking forward to this, but I think you're absolutely right. I think you've hit the nail on the head. You know, there's just too much thrown at this character. I mean, the languages that he can speak, and the, you know, he's not without his own issues, whether it's his health or, you know, professionally, he doesn't like guns. He's very chivalrous, and he's in quite a difficult and dangerous job. But yet, that doesn't really match with the kind of character that they've, you know, built around him. And you know, I think this quote that he said kind of sums it up. He says, as much as he swims in waters of the darkest recesses of human behaviour, he also loves the beauty that human beings can create. I mean, I just think that sums up just quite how bizarre this whole thing is, really, because it is just a strange kind of, I suppose they're trying to make him kind of have lots of layers and be really interesting. And I suppose, again, to touch on your point, we've been here, done that, got the T-shirt to make it that little bit more different, I suppose. But I don't know that it really hit. I'm not sure that it hits the right notes for me. And it's a shame because I think it has had all the potential of doing that. But it's just a little bit too complex for my liking and unnecessarily complicated in places.